Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we get going, just this reminder, on Tuesday I mentioned the document I have available in which I list the differences between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ. If you would like that, but have not yet written to me, or maybe you forgot all about it, I just want to remind you of the resource. For the differences between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ, email me or pop a note in the mail to my post office box. Addresses for both will be given as we conclude our time together. As I speak with you about Christ's second coming, I'm following an outline, and we are almost through it. Let me first read Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, and then I will remind you of it. In verse 7 of Revelation 1, the Apostle John writes, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds." First, I spoke with you about why the second coming of Christ matters to you. I set the second coming in the context of your life. Second, I demonstrated to you that the second coming of Christ is a major theme of Scripture. The entire Bible emphasizes that Jesus will return to the earth. He came the first time, and he is coming again. Then yesterday, I took the first part of this phrase, "he is coming," and proved to you that Jesus himself predicted his own return. We looked at several scriptures in the Gospels. So we have already covered quite a bit in just a couple of days. And now as we come into the end of the week, today we'll see that Christ's first coming was a mission of grace, to take away the sins of those who accept Christ. But his second coming is a mission of judgment, to condemn those who reject Christ. And more on that in a minute. Tomorrow, I'll tell you what Christ's humiliation is and how it results in his exaltation. On Monday, we will consider that Jesus is coming with the clouds. What is the meaning of clouds in the Word of God? Well, that's coming up here on God Is. With the outline restated, let's dig in and ask about the purpose for which Christ comes again. And as I have said, Christ's first coming was a mission of grace, to take away the sins of those who accept Christ. But in his second coming, we have a mission of judgment, to condemn those who reject Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. To get at this and see it in the Bible, I want you to listen to only some of the words of Jesus in a parable he tells in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19. If you have your Bible there, turn with me to the 19th chapter of Luke, and we will begin at verse 11. Luke 19, verse 11. While they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. Well, let's pause here. Who are they? They are Jesus' disciples. And the disciples were listening to these things. And these things are what Jesus has already been teaching them. Jesus then launches into the following parable. And a parable is a story that highlights or emphasizes, that underscores a deep spiritual truth. Because they were at this time near the city of Jerusalem, and these disciples thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. In short, they assumed Christ was going to establish his kingdom as king right there, right then, in Jerusalem. They were thinking about the millennial kingdom. But, and here is where this one verse has bearing on our discussion, the 1,000-year reign, the millennial reign of Christ on earth, does not come until after the tribulation. And the tribulation does not come until after the rapture of the church. And since the rapture has not yet taken place, still, at present, at this moment, we are together today, then obviously the disciples' timeline here in Luke 19 is way, way off. The millennial reign of Christ did not appear immediately, and so Jesus tells them the parable to say, in effect, you will need to wait for my return when I will establish my kingdom, I promise. But while you wait, always be on the alert for me to return, and be ready, because when I come back, I expect that you will have served me well in the meantime, between my going and my coming back. So that is what the message of this parable will be. Let's proceed in Luke 19, picking up the reading at verse 12. This is Luke chapter 19 and verse 12. So Jesus said, a nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas and said to them, do business with this until I come back. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. Now let's pause here again. In the parable, whom do you think the nobleman represents? Yes, the nobleman represents Christ. The kingdom is his kingdom, and notice in verse 12, the nobleman is going away, but then he will return. The slaves and the citizens both are representative of the people under the nobleman's, under Christ's rule. So he calls 10 of the slaves together and gives them minas. This is a Greek measure of money, equivalent to no more than 3 months' salary at that time. If you'll read the remainder of the parable on your own, you will find out that the expectation of the nobleman when he returns is that these slaves would have used that money wisely. They will have used it to serve the nobleman while he is away. And this is a strong message to those of us who are Christians. But what I really want you to highlight is verse 14, which says the citizens hated the nobleman and sent that delegation to say, we do not want this man to reign over us. When you're able to get that verse circled in your Bible, Jesus is saying to the Jews within his audience who despise Christ, you are also opposed to my reign and rule over your lives. You hate me. And you do not accept that I am your king. And isn't this just what we have today? This parable can apply today. We cannot be too harsh on the Jews of Jesus' day. You and I live in a society where the majority of people do not want Jesus to reign, R-E-I-G-N, to rule over them. They hate Jesus. They really do. Millions are like this. The truth is, Jesus Christ, the nobleman, has come. And when he was here, Christ demonstrated his love and compassion and mercy in the context of the perfect life he lived. The testimony of his first visit is found with clarity in the Bible, the Gospels. This is very much available to all people alive at this moment. And the mission of Christ in his first coming, one of grace that takes away the sins of those who accept him, is being proclaimed today. For example, on this broadcast and podcast. As we talked about last week, God loves all people, and he demonstrates his love in the cross of Christ. Jesus died for the sin of anyone who will believe in him by faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And yet, people the world over reject Christ. They revile him. Christ the nobleman has come to deliver you, rescue you, and redeem you from your sin. He stands ready to forgive you completely if you will ask his mercy for you. I invite you to do so this day, because if you will not, then this same Christ who had a mission of grace to take away your sin in his first coming, He comes again with a mission of judgment and condemnation for those citizens of his who reject him. Let's see that now by fast-forwarding in the parable. In the verses we will not look at due to time constraints, sure enough, the nobleman returns. He keeps his promise, and listen to what he says in the parable regarding his enemies. Luke 19, verse 27. But these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. Wow. Christ's one sentence here stops us dead in our tracks. This verse is the kicker, and it's sobering. These enemies of mine are Jesus' enemies. And you are an enemy of Jesus until you receive his grace for your sin and follow him as his willing disciple. When Christ returns, and he is coming, he will judge sin and condemn the unrepentant sinner to death. Jesus says so himself with these words in verse 27. Those who do not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. Very strong words. And when we read further along in the revelation of Jesus Christ, of the judgment of Jesus on sin, we find that action matches the words. It is indeed a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of holy God if you are an enemy of Christ. He has come in grace, and he is coming again in judgment. Are you ready for him? If you want to be sure you're ready for him, why don't you reach out to me today? I want to discuss this further with you via email or letter. I want nothing more than for you to be ready to receive Christ, secure in his salvation from sin for you when he comes again. So write to me today and join me again tomorrow, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.